Resident News first, the headlines. Minister Sandiaga Uno meets Singapore's ambassador to Indonesia, Anil Kumar, to discuss border opening plans. Inclusive digital literacy to strengthen economy. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. In a meeting with Singapore's ambassador to Indonesia, Anil Kumar Naya, held at Radisson Golf and Convention Center Batam, Riau Island on Thursday, Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that there were a number of points agreed upon between Indonesia and Singapore regarding the plan to open the border between the two countries. Both sides had agreed to remove the quota restriction for Singapore's tourists to Indonesia. The British Embassy Jakarta's Tech Hub's Essence training program has run for 4 months and succeeded in empowering more than 1,500 women, people with disabilities and communities in eastern and central Indonesia to use digital innovation to develop their businesses. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, the UK ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Owen Jenkins, said that digitalization offers the promise of a better life for many remote and disadvantaged communities. But if it does not take enough proactive steps to include people, digitalization could actually risk people being left farther behind. The UK and Indonesia Tech Hub also support digital inclusivity in Indonesia, particularly for women and underrepresented. The UK and Indonesia Tech Hub also support digital inclusivity in Indonesia, particularly for women and underrepresented groups. The Indonesian Internet Domain Name Registry, or PANDI, has launched IndonesiaBangga.id, a website that contains a directory of outstanding athletes who have made Indonesia proud at international competitions. The webpage is expected to serve as a reference for sports in Indonesia and inspire future generations to make better achievement. This was stated by Deputy Head of Business Development Cooperation and Marketing at PANDI, Heru Nugroho, in a press statement issued on Thursday. Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny J. Plate has appointed singer and actress Maudy Ayunda to serve as the government spokesperson for Indonesia's G20 presidency to reach a broader audience, specifically members of the younger generation. Ayunda remarked during the broadcast introducing the government spokesperson for Indonesia's G20 presidency streams on YouTube on Thursday that the success of Indonesia's G20 presidency will become a historical record that can make the nation proud. Let's move it on to the international news. Steering clear of scandals and of debates about Ukraine, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen is gaining ground ahead of a presidential election and increasingly confident she has fighting chance of defeating incumbent Emmanuel Macron. Although the incumbent has enjoyed a lift in the polls since Russia's invaded Ukraine, Le Pen's focus on plans to boost purchasing power for worse off people has also resonated as the energy cost and inflation surge. The target of the Bank of Japan monetary policies is stable price inflation, not foreign exchange rates, Japanese Finance Minister Sunichi Suzuki told a press conference on Friday. Minister Suzuki was replying to questions about the relationship between the yen's recent weakening and the central bank's ultra-easing. The government will take appropriate steps on currency policies in close communication with currency authorities in the United States and others, as currency stability is important and sharp exchange rate moves are undesirable. China's factory activity slumped at the fastest pace in 2 years in March as the domestic COVID-19 resurgence and the economic fallout from the Ukraine war triggered sharp falls in productions and demand, a business survey shows on Friday. The Chasing Market Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, fell to 48.1 in March, indicating the steepest rate of the contraction since February 2020, from 50.4 in the previous month. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on Ukrainian and Russian negotiators meet in Turkey. Tuesday, March 29, 2022, is an important day for Ukraine and Russia. Envoys from both countries met in Istanbul, Turkey, for peace talks. Russia's chief negotiator Vladimir Medinsky said the talks were one of the two steps Moscow has taken to reduce the escalation of the conflict that has been going on since February 24. According to Medinsky, another step is that Russia will agree to a meeting between President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky if the peace agreement has been signed by the foreign ministers of both countries. As a result of the talks, Russian Deputy Defense Minister Alexander Fomin even said he would sharply reduce military activities around the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and Chernihiv in northern Ukraine. The statement is certainly a sign of real progress towards a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the head of the Ukrainian delegation, David Arakamiya, demanded complete peace across Ukraine so that the final agreement with Russia could be implemented. David Arakamiya said all troops should withdraw from Ukraine and the 3.5 million refugees who fled the war could return to their homes. On the other hand, in the latest round of talks with Russia, Ukrainian negotiators signaled that Ukraine is willing to adopt a neutral status in exchange for security guarantees. This means that Kyiv will not join a military alliance or host a NATO military base. On the same day, Tuesday, March 29th, U.S. President Joe Biden held a press conference at the White House following a meeting with Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. President Biden said it remains to be seen whether Russia follows through on its commitment to reduce military operations in Ukraine. He also said Washington and its allies would still continue to sanction Russia and send aid to Ukraine. President Biden's concern proved to be true. Just a day after peace talks in Turkey, Russian troops again bombarded the outskirts of Kyiv and besieged northern Ukrainian city. According to the West, the action was a Russian ploy to suppress heavy losses and regroup for another attack. This action is certainly very regretted, because Russia has previously made a statement to reduce military activities in Ukraine. Indeed, in war, anything is possible. But it must be remembered that in every war, there is never a real winner. Both parties must suffer losses, both physically and non-physically. May the Ukrainian-Russian conflict end soon. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
We begin today in history. On April 1, 1914, when Malang City was founded, Malang is a city in East Java, Indonesia. Malang is also a second biggest city in East Java after Surabaya. The city was founded during the Dutch colonial era on April 1, 1914, with A.K. Brockveld as its first mayor. Malang City is located in a highland with 145.28 square kilometers land, which was an enclave of Malang Regency. Malang City is also known as a city of education. There are some top universities there, such as Brawijaya University, Malang State University, Win Maulana, Malik Ibrahim Malang, and Malang State Polytechnic. Moving on to April 1, 1963, when Jambi State University was founded. Jambi State University was officially founded through the Higher Education and Science Ministerial Decree No. 25, year 1963, on March 23, 1963. The Jambi State University Preparatory Committee opened two new faculty, namely Agriculture Faculty and Farming Faculty. Therefore, when inaugurated on April 1, 1963, Jambi State University had four faculties, namely Economy Faculty, Law Faculty, Agriculture Faculty, and Farming Faculty. Since then, April 1st became the Dies Natalis for Jambi State University. We end today in history on April 1st, 1979, when Iran officially became an Islamic Republic. Iran officially became an Islamic Republic on April 1st, 1979, based on a national referendum by most Iranians. This revolution shocked the world. Unlike other revolutions, the Iranian revolution was not caused by defeat in war, monetary crisis, farmer rebellion, or military dissatisfaction. This revolution made some rapid and great changes, namely defeating an army-backed regime and replacing an ancient monarch with a theocracy based on guardianships of the Islamic jurist.
Jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta menjadi teman baikku kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Young businessmen with high fighting power were one of the main components for moving the economy amid the pandemic. That was stated by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in his speech during the opening of Indonesian Young Businessmen Association HIPMI Sharia Conference 2022 from the Vice President office in Jakarta on Tuesday. Quoted from Antara News Agency, the Vice President said, Indonesia needs at least three things to move the economy, namely pandemic control, accommodative policy, and fighter businessmen such as HIPMI. The three must be synergized by the government. About pandemic control, the Vice President said the government kept promoting vaccination to create herd immunity. While for an inclusive and accommodative policy, the Vice President affirmed the importance of Sharia economy in financing the economic recovery. Ma'ruf Amin said the great potential must be used as an economic leverage, such as the population and demand, as well as the trending halal lifestyle in Indonesia and other countries. The Vice President also said, Indonesia has top Sharia economy and finance sectors such as agriculture, halal food and beverage, Muslim fashion, Muslim-friendly tourism, and Sharia finance. According to him, all those sectors can survive and even support the Indonesian economy during the pandemic. About young businessmen as the driver of the economy, the Vice President affirmed the importance of understanding and carefulness in turning challenges into new opportunities. At the occasion, the Vice President invited HIPMI young businessmen to build business following the principles of the top sectors. The Vice President waited for the contribution of HIPMI in encouraging Sharia economy and finance growth.
Bila waktu bisa kembali. Tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami. Awal ku selama dunia berputar, jangan berhenti berharap. Rasa itu indah.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
There are a lot of traditions carried out by the Indonesian people to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. One of them is to purify themselves by holding a ritual that is still done by a number of Indonesian people. One of the rituals is the Kuramasan tradition done by the Miduana traditional village community, Cianjur Regency, West Java. The tradition of Kuramasan is done by taking a big bath, or better known, shampooing. So it is named Kuramasan. The ritual takes place on the Cipandak River, which divides the area of a traditional village. The Kuramasan ritual is done prior to the month of Ramadan. For this year, the Miduana traditional village community has carried out the Kuramasan on March 24th. From morning until noon, the residents came to Cipandak River. Prior to this mass bathing procession, the residents expressed their intentions and prayers led by a local traditional leader. Then they went down to the Cipandak River without taking off their clothes. After bathing, they cleaned garbage in the river by lifting it to the edge of the river. The series of Kuramasan ritual is followed by a joint meal called the Mayor on the Riverbank. All the series of Kuramasan were happily done together by the Miduana traditional village community. For the Miduana community, the Kuramasan tradition is very important and meaningful to purify themselves prior to the holy month of Ramadan. According to indigenous people of Miduana, Ramadan is a very sacred and glorious month. Therefore, it is important to clean themselves physically and mentally to welcome this holy month. The residents of Kampung Adat Miduana hope that they can run all activities in the month of Ramadan with holy condition physically and mentally.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Australian Consulate General in Surabaya had a visit to 10 November Institute of Technology ITS on Wednesday to strengthen relations and cooperation that have been established since 2017. This visit aimed to discuss further cooperation in academic, research and innovation between ITS and Australia. The Australian Consulate General was led directly by the Australian Consulate General in Surabaya, Fiona Hoggard, along with Australian Research Education Counselor Han Xiaozhang. At the occasion, Fiona saw the development of cooperation between ITS and universities in Australia, which developed rapidly with a long-standing collaboration. Currently, there are 16 universities or institutes in Australia collaborating with ITS, such as Curtin University, the University of Queensland, and many others. Han Xiaozhang said, "The collaboration between ITS and Australia had entered the 4.0 technology market, namely, through the science, material, nanotechnology, and computing engineering. Not only that, Surabaya and Australia kept showing their existence through the Western Australia and East Java University Consortium, WAEGUC, which focuses on academic research and international publication." Rector Ashari said that ITS is always ready to keep developing research and innovation in Asia, which will be supported by 10 innovation research labs and 4 technology industry clusters available in ITS, namely automotive, maritime, robotics, and digital creative industry. Ashari also remarked that ITS will perform a large-scale development of ITS Science Technopark, a higher education for technology and innovation HETI project, targeted to finish by 2027. This project was made by considering the use of 4 technology industry clusters to be better and more useful for the people. With the HETI project, the industrial development in ITS can be the pioneer for academic, research and innovation development in Surabaya, East Java, and even across Indonesia and the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
listeners, in today's Music Corner, I am going to present a regional song from North Sumatra entitled Mardua Holong, to be sung by Omega Trio. This song tells about the pain of a man who is betrayed by his lover. Here is the regional song from North Sumatra entitled Mardua Holong, sung by Omega Trio.
Namamu kepadamu
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I am going to present a regional song from North Sumatra entitled Mardua Holong, to be sung by Omega Trio. This song tells about the pain of a man who is betrayed by his lover. Here is the regional song from North Sumatra entitled Mardua Holong, sung by Omega Trio.
Tersongon bunga nama
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Keeps flowers and the ocean. That is something that you hiding. I just wanna know.
Gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas.
Yang penting semua senang. Sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkekeriang.
Darahku berdentam di 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 di
dom di di dom. Jaga 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 di di dom di di dom.
segalanya, semuanya tentang dirimu. Cuma aku, cuma aku. Dari kamu yang dulu, bercanda tawa denganku. Cuma aku, cuma aku.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia. Or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.